Blog Talk Radio.
Joseph the Dreamer.
My mama was raised in the era when clean water was only served to the fairer skin. Doing clothes, you would've thought I had help, but they wasn't satisfied unless I picked the cotton myself. You see, it's broke, nigga, race them, that's that, don't touch anything in the stove. And it's rich, nigga, race them, that's that, come in, please buy more. What you want, a Bentley, fur coat, a diamond chain? All you blacks want all the same thing. Used to only be niggas, everybody playing. Spending anything on Alexander Wang. New play, 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 play.
Joseph the Dreamer got something fresh for 2012. The album The New Beginning dropping soon. Hit single Hold On going worldwide. This mixtape is fire. In the grace of God, you will be blessed. Listening to this, homie, the track you about to hear is supernatural crazy. This is DJ Slice saying peace.
I watch your face.
For you, hate. This is for everybody around the world that's going through a lot. Yeah. And there is only one God. Yeah. The Lord is our light. All the pain at night, He shined through darkness. I pray for my people that's lost. That's why He was on the cross for our sins. His world's no more, so I not help the poor. Natural disaster, earthquake, Haiti, that's where my parents' birthplace is crazy. I'm still fighting with myself, holding on the truth. It's not good for your health. Time is running out, so keep strong. Even the road is long, so just keep faith. Love people that hate, don't look back. Family, friends, love them to the end. Here, grab my hand, and let's be a rock like the band. And jump up and be God's biggest fan. Let's go and follow Him to the road that's no longer cold. God help us all, let's get up while we fall. Please answer when He calls. The Lord told me. Pain, I promise, but with yourself you gotta be honest. Just listen to my voice. In this world you gotta make the right choice. It's not about rich or fame. During hard times just switch up your game. My heart matches my body, my soul, my spirit. My people, can you feel it? Our God is the realest. Reaching for the stars, walk with me, cause we gonna make it far. I've been faces, I've seen faces. Very unhappy, not the devil trying to trap me, but my faith is power, so I'm scared that coward. So I keep flowing like the shower, minute by minute, hour by hour. I become my dream, every day I become my king. Keep a lookout, cause it's coming like a thief in the night. Get ready, no more fight.
Was Hold On by me, Joseph the Dreamer. Great night, everybody. Great night. It's about 11:05 p.m. I have your co-host online also, Mega Rachi, of course. And basically we're gonna talk about Black History Month. You know, most likely we did cover that topic already, but this is part two of Black History Month, and we're explaining more of the African consciousness and the whole nine. Nigga Rachi, what's good, man? Can you hear me? Hold on, give me a second. Yo. Yeah, man, what's good, man?
Yeah, everything good. Yeah, man. I was talking. It sounded like you were talking to me, but I was talking to myself.
Yeah, I had you on mute. My bad, man. You know, I had you on mute. I forgot to unmute the button. But
Hey, that yeah, DJ man, sounded official.
To the Most High. Got your message to the Most High before we talk. You know, give the Most High praise and ask the ancestors to use us and guide us and let us know what to say and how to say it. Give us praises to the Most High and Mother Nature and guide us into what we got to say and give it praise. But yeah, Megarachi, what you was going to say?
Yeah, man, I was just talking about the DJ I heard. It sounded official, the DJ.
Yeah, that's official. That was DJ Slice, man. That was a couple of years back. That was a couple of years back when DJ Slice did a drop from me. He is a nominee award winner DJ, DJ Slice. He actually did a drop for me for free, and he looked out. Shout out to DJ Slice. You know what I mean? You know, official DJ is actually DJ Cash Money. You know what I mean? The original Cash from Two Live. Yeah, you know, I ain't going to sugarcoat nothing. DJ Cash Money, shout out to Cash Money, whatnot. Basically what we were talking about earlier, you know, when we was not on air, we was talking about more about the music industry, how the music industry done change. Mostly black folks, you know, it's more on that, you know, with Lynch syndrome. Why I say that, due to the fact these rappers, when they get signed, they have to do what the masters say. Yes, sir. No, sir, master. Yes, sir, master. So basically these slaves, like you know, Kanye West, you know, I just played not too long ago, slaves like Jay-Z. Yeah, they got money, but they slaves, you know, they slaves.
They puppets. Really, they like the trustees. You know, that was the one, that's that one right there, whoop you with that belt, with that whip. Yeah, they crack that whip on you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
That's who that is. That's the trustee. That's who they is, the puppies, the puppets.
Yeah, you know, yes, a master. So it's a lot going on in the music industry, you know what I mean? And, you know, it's like you can't be yourself for some reason. People want you to be something you're not.
Yeah, with the music, yeah, how the music is now, they're not trying to, like, develop an artist or want an artist to grow. It's all about, like, making the money, you know what I'm saying? They don't want to see an artist grow, like, their lyrics, they music, or them grow as a person, you know, it's all about money. You know, that's why everything is trendy. Everything sounds the same on the radio. So, you know, they not even looking for that anymore. So it's best, if you're an artist that's out there listening, it's best to go independent and you let them come to you so you can have control over your music.
Exactly.
Because if you
will lose your soul, man. By you losing your soul, you like another puppet, you be another duplication of that other puppet, another copy of that other puppet. Because people, it's like they want you to copy this artist so you could be this way in this image. I hate that shit, tell you the truth, man. Excuse my language. But, you know, when one of my peoples in the team, he told me, you know, you don't have to be like them, but you're going to have to try to have an image like them and rap away just like them a little bit. And when he told me that, you know, earlier, I didn't really like that. I let him know, look, man, you know, I'm a conscious rap artist. You know, I stay street. I stay on the political things, and ain't nothing going to change. So, you know, people out there, man, they have to know, do not change, man. If you're doing it for the good, be yourself. You know, that's how you be a legend.
Yeah.
That's how you platinum artist.
That's how you have your own lane. Because every artist that's out right now, I'm going to say, like, you know, like Eminem, Nas, like, I'm just, well, artists is period that's out right now. Each of them have, like, their own style. And then there's people that trying to get out too. They try to follow that trend. You know what I'm saying? But they don't ever make it. So if you look at it, you know, they have their own style, but when that trendy time come, they start rapping like that trendy, like they start being trendy again. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But other than that, in order for you to make it, you do have to have your own style and not just being yourself. You know what I'm saying?
But Yeah, even though I be myself, man, people tell me you should just change just a little bit, you know, this and that, you know, and I don't want to change, bro. I'm going to be myself, man. You know what I mean? If people don't like it, I just stay underground, you know. I'm not trying to look nothing to be major or whatever.
Yeah, you know still can make money underground.
There you go.
People that's underground right now that's not even known underground and they getting, you know, money online and they got big houses and everything. And you probably ain't even never heard of the artists, but they getting paid online and doing shows and stuff like that. But they not like real popular, but they got big houses and stuff like that. And they getting it independent. You know, that's the best way to get it, because once you get signed, you're going to lose your soul. And on top of that, you're only going to get like 5 to 25% off each album you sell if you get signed to a major. So
that's if you sign to a major, but if you sign to an independent and then you have a major that signed, an independent that signed to that major, you still good due to the fact that you're already on that first party, not the second party, because the major company by itself is all parties. You understand? So it's something that people have to really understand that, you know, certain independent companies out there don't really do those secret society stuff. Certain companies do and certain companies don't. You know what I mean? Majors, I don't know if the major companies, all major companies like that, but certain major companies like J Records, I don't think they really own that too much. You see what I'm saying? Koch Records is another one. You know what I mean? Sony Records. Who else? Like those type of companies out there, man, they not really own that, you know. So if you're making your own money.
We're talking about majors. We're talking about the majors. Because that's what
If you're making your own money and you sign to a major company and you're making your own money already, most likely that they don't have much control over you because you got your own money. But if you're if you're an artist and you don't have nothing that's prepared, but you do got a buzz, you see what I'm saying? And, you know, and they put all the money on you. They own your ass. They really own you. Like, they bought your soul completely. They own you. Like, they just bought your soul for $3 mil.
That money they give you, that's really, they are a bank. You know what I'm saying? That's the money you owe back. The money they going to get to you, that's the money you owe back. So that's the thing. Like, once they, you know, they sell their records, they do that, and they start buying all this jewelry, all these cars, spending on all this materialist stuff, and they be in a hole, you know what I'm saying? After they sell their records, it's like they be in a hole from that $3 million, you know what I'm saying? They owe that money back, you know what I'm saying? So that is it basically like a bank. They give you money up front, but that's the money. That's the money that's for touring and doing, like, different stuff, like getting your CD pressed, getting studio time, like, all that, all different stuff. It's not for you to blow it, you know what I'm saying? It's not for you to blow it. That's just like a investment money, you know what I'm saying? That's like an investment. That's the money you owe back. That's all that is. And, you know, people these days, they quit the sign, you know, man, let me come up with a club song real quick. And they sign, they get that 360. You already know that 360, not 100. So, and that's when they get, you know, F out of their deal. You know, they get their soul took, man, and everything else. So, and most of the time they be a one-hit wonder. And if they real desperate, they get signed to Diddy.
Yeah.
And you know, yeah, so, you know, that's just how it is in the industry.
But, yeah, we had to cover that up just to let anybody that's listening, let them know, you know, that this is what's going on. This is what's what. You feel me? The title is Black History Month. You know, we is going to cover the rest of the topic for tomorrow night or whatnot. But you know what I mean? We're going to cover everything what we need to cover. you know, basically based on African consciousness and what people need to know about themselves and the ancestor. If y'all want to know more about your ancestors, go to Ancestry.com, man. I'm not really working for those people, but this is something that crossed my mind, man. Megarachi, you never think about going to Ancestry.com, bro?
Yeah, I thought about it, yeah.
So I mean, that's something, you know. Hey, I want everybody to go ahead and go to Ancestry.com and try something new this week and look for your background. Check, you know, just see, you know, who's in your family tree. So, because that's something that's been crossing my mind. You know, I'm about to go ahead and test out Ancestry.com and see what's good, man, on my family tree or whatnot, you know. But I want everybody to stay up, stay focused, stay praises to the Most High, put Him first, you know, stay in your study. What else I want to say? Also, I want y'all to look up Emerald Tablet. Check that out, you know, only for those that's ready and that's fully awake. That's
the
for those
thing,
that's
not even for everybody, dog. That
yeah,
is,
it's not for everybody, man.
That's
so
not,
you
that,
can't
that
take
shouldn't
it
even
to
be told yet.
This is not for everybody, all right? This is not for everyone. Warning. I'm giving warning to the airwaves. This is not for everybody, so you should not go ahead and make sure you ask the Holy Spirit to guide you first before you do anything what we say, okay? Because I don't want to get condemned for this. Migarachi don't want to get condemned for this. So y'all should just make sure y'all get your mind right, stay in the Holy Spirit, stay in study, and then go on
if
to the next
basically
level.
Let me put it like this. If you ain't study about Kemet Gate, the first studies, what we're telling y'all to do about Egypt and Kemet, and about Africa, don't even go to the Emerald Tablets. Don't even do it, the Emerald Tablets. Don't even do it. If you ain't do no studies about Egypt or African consciousness, don't even do it. Or if you still stuck in religion, if you still stuck in that, you ain't trying to, like, pull yourself out of it, don't even do it, because it just going to leave confusion.
Yeah,
so
it's going to lead confusion.
That's what one thing, we're not trying to have no confusion or no deception. So if you haven't been studying the Kemet or Egypt or African consciousness, like when we advise y'all to and do your research on it, if you haven't did that yet, it's not meant for it. You're just going to be confusion. So you got to take it one step at a time.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
If you're not even in the chemic part of things, y'all need to stay in the parables of what Jesus is talking about. You know, I had to use the name. But stay in the Bible codes and the parables. It's going to explain these things. It's going to take you further. And then you go to ancient Kemet, you know, and study ancient Kemet and everything else and the whole nine. It's going to explain everything, you know. What I will tell everybody, make sure y'all check out Hidden Colors. You know, you can find
that. Yeah, I give you all the answers you need to know.
Exactly. So if y'all want to really go deep, go to Hidden Colors. Find Hidden Colors in the documentary. It's pretty cool. You know, it's about it's pretty long, but it's worth it. It's well worth it. So you know, give it some time a day, and give some time to yourself, and go ahead and, you know, watch it. But I would like to give a shout out to Street Media Hype. You know what I mean? They did their thing in South Beach, you know, pretty cool show, you know what I mean? Conscious artists was out there. A couple was just cussing, talking about guns. But a shout out to Hugo. Shout out to my people, Megarachi Online, Star Rated ENT, all my peoples out here, you know, doing their thing, grinding. You feel me? And, you know, y'all stay, y'all keep your head up, man. Stay with Mother Nature. Don't forget about that. Stay, you know, learn that self, know that self, and stay with Mother Nature always. You know, keep Mother Nature first. You know what I'm saying? Our self is master, our self is God. And I know people hate that when, you know, people are saying that, but yeah, I got to know this is based on
it's
practice.
It's in that good book.
Yes, it is. So, you know, we're gonna have to act like kings and be like kings and then spread, you know, give the truth, man. You know what I mean? So, you know, we're actually giving our lives away just to give truth to y'all. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, and we're not afraid to do that. So, you know, show love, man. You know, and just holler at me on Facebook. I'm also on Facebook, Joseph the Dreamer, Joseph D. A. Dreamer. I'm on Instagram also, and Reverb Nation. Check me out. You know what I mean? Send me an email and, you know, ask questions. Drop a comment on the Blog Talk Radio, Faith is Power Radio. All right. I want y'all to have a good night. We'll be back on air at the same time, 11 p.m. God bless.